and then he we had 2 weeks honeymoon. We went to the seaside, and then he went back to the UK, and I couldn't go with him because I still had to arrange the sort of the permissions and. So it was sad. And then, you know, in Poland you have the identity cards. So I got mine when I was 18. And when I was leaving, I had to give it back. So it was exchanged for a passport. But again, it wasn't like you give it back and when you come back, you will be given it again. It was destroyed, so I could see actually a page torn out from my identity card, and they gave me this page and they just like cut my identity card and said, that's it, now you've got your passport, you can go. And this is when it got me thinking that I am really leaving my country, and I don't really want to. It's, you know, this is when it makes you think, you know, how important and how sort of like final this step could be. And I thought, like, I'm not leaving this country. I you know, in spite of the things that were happening there, it wasn't bad for me. So that was really sad. It was quite emotional, you know, when I actually realized that I'm going and this is my passport now. And, you know, I don't really know. Obviously, they say you can visit at any point of time because you've got the Polish passport. But deep down, you don't know what's going to happen to them because the times were still very rough. You know, things were changing all the time, and the family was staying there. And so, but anyway, I've made my decisions. Lewis met me at the airport, and it was lovely. You know, it's sort of, but sad at the same time because I left all my friends there, all my family, and really here, the only people I knew was my husband plus you know, his family.